We're now going to come to the Lord's Supper. And if you've got a Bible, please turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I'm going to read verses 23 through to verse 29. Paul writes, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' The same way he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.' For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of profaning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself, then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself." Just want to pick up on a few words at the end of verse 23 and the beginning of verse 24. We read, "The Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you.'" And one man has pointed out, and helpfully I think, that this sums up Christ for us. What do I mean by that? Well, it sums up what Jesus has done for us. First of all, he took bread. He took, didn't he, a body to himself in the incarnation. And he has a body now in heaven. He has united humanity to himself forever. He took bread. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And then we read he gave thanks. And that sums up, doesn't it, the life of Jesus. The essence of sin is thanklessness. Read Romans 1. Jesus lived a life of joyful thanksgiving to his Father in obedience to him. He took bread, he gave thanks, and then we read, he broke it. He broke his body. Yes, he was arrested. Yes, he was betrayed. Yes, he was hung on a cross by Roman soldiers, but he laid down, as John 10 tells us, his own life. "I have authority to lay down my own life and to take it up again." He broke it for us. And then finally, he said, "This is my body, which is for you." And that's what the supper is all about. It's about Jesus giving himself to us. It's not just remembering what Jesus did. We do that. That's important and that's good. It's about Jesus, by the presence of the Holy Spirit, through this means of grace, giving himself to us so that we are bone of his bones and flesh of his flesh. Just as when you meet or go out with your wife or whoever for a meal and you are giving yourself to them at that point. Special time. In this meal, Christ, by the power of the Spirit, gives himself to us. And by faith, we receive him. He took bread. He gave thanks. He broke it. And he gave it to them. Let's pray together. Gracious Father in heaven, we thank you for this means of grace. We thank you that by the Spirit and through faith we can eat and feed on the risen Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that through this, just as real as bread and wine nourishes us our body, so Jesus Christ nourishes us spiritually. So Lord, we pray that you would do that for us this morning through this means of grace. In Jesus' name, amen.